Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here in Louisville, Kentucky, ahead of Impact Wrestling's tapings. We got Jordan Grace. Jordan, how do you say Louisville?
Louisville? Yeah. How are you supposed to say it?
I don't know. I say it Louisville, and this is only the third time.
For the longest time, I called it Louisville. So.
Really? I was about to say, like, that's the other way to say it, and I never hear anybody actually say it that way anymore.
Yeah, it's a step up to saying... St. Louisville, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're here for Impact tapings. You all been here quite a few times over the last year.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even know how many times you've been here.
Yeah, I think it's the third time you all did the, what were the tapings?
The weird character one?
Yes.
What were those called?
Why is that escaping me right now?
I can't remember.
There you go.
I don't know why I didn't remember that, but yeah, Georgia Cobb, and then Josh Alexander was Timber. Which is like top five wrestling names ever.
Yes, it's fantastic. So you're here, you're doing honest to God tapings, not as Georgia Bell, was it?
Georgia Cobb.
Georgia Bell is a better name. Georgia Bell is a good name.
But yes, honest to God tapings.
honest to God tapings. No BS, all right.
You're defending the Knockouts Championship next weekend. Or I don't know when you're posting this, but you know.
It'll be this week. We're doing it to promote. We're getting people. Okay. We're hoping that literally everybody that watches this is from Kentucky and they'll come and check it out.
July 15th and 16th?
July 15th and 16th, absolutely. We've been running this area, Cincinnati, Louisville, Louisville even, a few times. We're about a year removed from solely in-studio shows. How's it been getting back on the road for you?
Oh, you know, it's been a transition. I used to actually drive from Atlanta to Nashville every month and I was... loving it. So,
really?
Yeah, I literally brought everything.
How long of a trip is that?
It was 4 hours.
Oh no.
But my car will be packed out. My car will be packed out, and now I can only take like max two bags, and I'm struggling for real.
If it's over 3 hours, I'm like, is it worth going, or can I fly somewhere?
Yeah, I mean it's like a 20-minute flight, but then you gotta get to the airport, get through the Atlanta traffic, so it's just like it's not worth it in the end.
And are there many like direct flights from there anyway?
Yes. Like constantly.
So you're still in Atlanta now, I assume. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jonathan's running shows out of that area all the time. How has that been for you? I mean, he's got an advanced schedule now as well.
Yes. So I have completely taken my hands off helping him with Terminus because I was getting stressed out. I'm very much like a detail-oriented person and perfectionist, and he is not. So he's very much so like... He would book the show, and I'd be like, well, babe, you know, what about this? What about that? And he was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And so it was just like a constant thing.
Why hasn't Curtis Hughes been booked on a Terminus show yet?
He comes to the Terminus shows.
Listen, you're the one who brought up Mr. Hughes to me in the first place, and now I got to find a way to work it into every interview I do with Baron, every interview I do with Jonathan.
Can you imagine Mr. Hughes in a... in a Terminus rules. It'd be awesome. Match.
It'd be awesome. It should be against you.
He would forget every rule immediately.
He would. I mean, Jonathan told me that I guess he couldn't connect his Xbox to the internet.
Yes. I mean, that man is constantly stoned, to be honest
with you. Is he? I love it.
Okay. Josh is looking at me like, I shouldn't have said that.
No, I love it. Listen, I'm sorry, that's the headline. You know what's happening here.
Oh, God, here we go.
Listen, we're fixing the problematic Jordan Grace. That is positive wrestling news out there in the world. I mean, you have made an incredible career for yourself in wrestling, outside of wrestling. Social media has been a big part of that. I don't really want to talk about the stuff that happened over the last day or so, but
I'm fine.
Like the positives, the positives and negatives of social media. Like, how do you weigh that sometimes? Because I always look at it, I wouldn't be able to do my job if it wasn't for social media. But I'd very much like to not have it.
Wow, I'm pretty much on the exact page as you. I love to connect with fans, but
yes,
a lot of the times I don't think a lot of people were taught reading comprehension in school, so I feel like, you know, it's not just me, it's every person that tweets ever, just their tweet will get completely taken out of context, and just like, it's like a game of telephone on Twitter, but you can go back and read the tweet and prove that that's not what the person said, so it's just a whole thing. But so there's obviously like the highest highs of social media, but
sure,
there's also the lowest lows.
And over the last few years especially, we've seen this incredible physical transformation. Do you remember, like, the turning point where you're like, I'm just going to get super swole? Like, not, and because, I mean, we've seen Jonathan doing it too.
Yeah.
It's like you all are one-upping each other.
We actually, I don't think there was a specific moment, but we got a powerlifting coach. And dude is like, I don't know.
Curtis Hughes.
No, it's not Curtis Hughes. It's a guy named Rico. I'm honestly not even sure of his last name. He's like
Constantino.
Yeah, probably.
Billy and Chuck's manager.
He's literally like this enigma. He doesn't ever talk about his personal life. He's just like this 7-foot dude who's like 300 pounds, but like stacked. And so we saw him in the gym one day and we started talking to him. He's like, yeah, you know, I train people at LA Fitness, which is, I guess, you know, technically illegal because they have the actual trainers there. And yes. So...
technically illegal. Illegal or against their rules? Like, are they going to come call them off?
Against their rules. I mean, they actually did kick him out one time and he just came back and nothing happened.
Yeah,
so
of course.
It's fine. And once we got with him, like, he's just absolutely insane and he pushed us to just, like, keep growing bigger and bigger.
That's incredible. So, I mean, like, what are some things, like, along the way that you've been like, I discovered I can do this in the ring now, and maybe I couldn't before?
Dude. Oh, my God, there's so much stuff. Like, I could not do. For 12 years, I've been trying to skin the cat.
Oh, yeah.
And just recently, like, in the past month, I learned I could do that. I've tried it so many times at training, and the other day, I was just at a ring, and I was just like, man, you know, it's been a while since I tried this. And I did it, and it was, like, no problem, and I was like, whoa. Are you serious?
So, did you find that doing that, like, because, I mean, different rings are constructed different ways, and I would have people that told me, well, it was a lot easier for them to do it on a six-sided because the ropes are so tight, they were able to pull themselves up a little bit easier, and there will be people that will be like, well, when it's actual rope, it's more difficult. Yeah. Like, is there anything that maybe helped you cheat there?
I've actually only done it in two rings. So, I've done it in that one time in practice, and then I did it in Impact Wrestling Ring, and those are the only two times I've done it, so... I will definitely have to let you know on that one.
Sure.
But, I mean, I was just shocked at how easy it was. So, I guess we'll see it. Never a real rope ring. I don't know. But I know definitely the looser the ropes are, the harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I discovered that I could do a very nice up and over, which I have not been able to do. Like, because, you know, a lot of the girls use the bottom rope to do the up and over. I used to do that, and I still sucked at it, but I've been able to do it without that for the longest time now.
I would have assumed that was a height thing, not picking on your height, but I would have assumed it was a height thing over a strength thing.
Thank you for that, yeah.
I mean...
No, you definitely have to have a lot of upper body strength, too.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. And because I'm so short, I have to get even higher, you know?
Yes. So, last year, I think it was spring of last year, you signed a new multi-year deal. Mm-hmm. With Impact Wrestling.
I sure did.
I remember the first time you joined Impact Wrestling, you had a bit of a waiting period there. You proved yourself and you went to them and you said, hey, I'd like to sign long term. They did that.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, at least by the end of this deal, 4 or 5 years. So I mean, that's become a place that you've really established yourself on television and made a name for yourself. What all went into that decision to stay with Impact?
I mean, honestly, I don't completely 100% know. I feel like Impact, it's just always been this place where I felt so comfortable in going up to people and asking people about their knowledge. Like, everybody, I've done extra work at WWE, and it's terrifying, to be completely honest with you. I didn't feel like the most welcomed when I was there. I actually was a Rosebud one time.
Were you? Yes, I didn't know that.
I was a Rosebud. You don't know this because listen to this story. I was a Rosebud, and I remember, this was years ago, I was maybe 17, 18, and I was at the front of the line, you know, they have, and they actually took me from the front and put me in the back, and they put Scarlett Bordeaux in the front.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, I guess she is prettier,
so,
right?
So, like, a lot of times people will tell me they did extra work like that. They might be under a mask or anything. Were you in a costume? What was your costume?
I was wearing like a sailor outfit. So like a blue sailor outfit. So if you go back in the day, and you know, I think Ricky Starks was also one of the Rosebuds at that time.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I can't wait to bully him. I can't wait to bully his turtleneck wearing ass about that. He's probably wearing a turtleneck there. That was his costume.
I can't remember what he was wearing. It was like 10 years ago at this point. So...
I think it was maybe a few weeks ago, I had even pinged you, and I was like, hey, Mikey Ruckus is working on a song for you. What's up with this? Yeah. What's up? What's going on here? Because somebody was like, is she coming to AEW? And you're like, no, he makes my songs all the time.
Yeah, he did it before he was even signed to AEW, and before even AEW was a concept at that point. So, yeah, definitely still with Impact. I thought it was so funny when you said that, because I literally, like, 2 days before had asked him to make me a new entrance song.
I learned everything.
Yeah, it's kind of actually scary a little bit. And he messaged me, I was like, how would he know? Like, Mikey must have told him. But nope. Then I messaged Mikey, and he was like, no, I think a fan saw it on like one of his streams or something. He was working on my song, but yeah.
No comment. No comment.
Who knows? He has his sources.
But like 2 weeks later, we saw an article. I even sent it to you where they're like, is she going to AEW? And I had to put a thing out that's like, no, it is very public. She signed a multi-year deal last year. Let's do some math here, folks.
No, I was thinking like maybe they traded me like the NBA.
Traded
like,
you?
I didn't know.
Like, well, listen.
Surprise.
I mean, if we had another world champion and a PR person in here, I don't know. Who would you all trade Jordynne Grace for?
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Baker Mayfield got traded for a fifth-round pick. Like,
I wouldn't take anybody less than CM Punk or John Moxley.
How about that?
That is so sweet.
Esteemed world champion. The offer's on the table, Tony Khan. There you go. If you want Jordan Grace, maybe CM Punk and John Moxley, and a couple of... They got to trade some of the Jaguars picks.
I need 5 first-round picks. Whatever Rudy Gobert.
You know, Rudy Gobert. They got 5. They got 8 players for Rudy Gobert.
I literally, you sent me that, and then I messaged Josh. I was like, dude, are they trading me right now? Like,
I thought you were about to say I sent you the Rudy Gobert trade. I did send that to a lot of people because it was a ridiculous trade. But so you're in Impact Wrestling. You work plenty of intergender matches with. Morrissey, which I love that team. That was such a brilliant team.
Don't get me started.
Listen.
Justin Machine said, so when I found out that Morrissey was leaving Impact, I was distraught. I was like, really? What? No, I'm finally doing something that I like really loved and was behind. And I was like, I had all these ideas. I loved our finisher. Like, mm-hmm. He did kick me in the back of the head one time, but that's fine.
Oh my gosh.
She teared up in the car.
Yes, I was just so excited about us as a team. Okay, I was gonna get a jean singlet made. Like,
that's awesome. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not just take all of his moves?
That's what I'm saying.
Riddle's doing it with Randy Orton right now. Like,
and there's no like really big brother little sister dynamic in as a wrestling team anymore. And I feel like that would have been so good. But yeah.
You all could have did what Steve and Allison Carino, or Steve and Kathy Carino never did. You all could have been the big brother, big sister. But I love that. And I mean, you are obviously no stranger to working intergender matches, but and Impact has been pretty open about that in the past, too. How was that for you, sort of doing it in a tag fashion, which is a little bit different because it wasn't mixed tag. It was, I mean, sometimes it was. Mm-hmm. But it was, a lot of times, just intergender as a tag team.
I mean, it wasn't very much different, to be honest with you. Like, the only thing that's really good about tag team wrestling is you get a break every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of that.
So you all would do an awful lot. I saw you all work with Shark Boy. I was there for that show.
Dude, yeah, we did work with Shark Boy. We did the match with Brian Myers and Matt Cardona, which was
Brian Myers,
awesome.
Matt. That stuff was so much fun to watch. Like, you all, Chelsea, Brian, Matt, that stuff worked so, so well. And then that big blow-off with Morrissey and Myers and the no DQ match. Like, you all really got to stretch your legs there and do a lot of stuff that doesn't usually get to happen in intergender stuff or mixed stuff.
I got to powerbomb Cardona through the table with the Morrissey's assist. That was like... That was a dream come true.
And have you talked to Morrissey since then? Did you bid him adieu, or did he just hit the bricks and vanish?
Oh, man. So we have each other's numbers, and I the last time I talked to him, I actually got a shirt design for us made. This was before he left. So I wish he'd give me the heads up before I got the design made.
You got, like, an airbrushed T-shirt, and you're just, like, holding it up, and you're like, what happened?
Yeah, so I messaged him, and I was like, hey, could we sell this on my website, and I'll give you half the profit? And he was like... no, you can keep all the profit. This is your idea. And I was like, okay, that's really nice. That's really sweet. This is like what I get for you leaving me.
Yeah.
Basically. Your parting gift.
So we've seen Impact work with New Japan, AEW, now MLW we're seeing.
Oh, we do business.
Doing a lot of business. I mean, there's a lot of doors being opened, and Impact is at the center.
Josh,
of
Josh, can you go upstairs while I do this interview?
So, I mean... Are there any of those companies you look at and you say, I'd like to do some crossover there, I'd like to bring this person over?
Oh, man. So, obviously...
You're going to work Rocky Romero somehow. Everybody does.
So. That would be great, but specifically for the women, I've actually been asked this question several times today, but I would love to wrestle Rhea Ripley from WWE.
Okay.
I feel like her transformation is... insane. She kind of went from like looking like a Barbie doll to looking like this really bad bitch, and I think she's awesome. And then also Jade Cargo, we trained a few times together. She lives in Atlanta too. I believe she's from there. But I just feel like she hasn't been wrestling for very long. Obviously, just like a year and a half or so. But she's hungry, and you can tell like she has something to prove, and she wants to prove it.
Her, I don't know, boyfriend, husband owns the minor league team about an hour away from here in Lexington, too. You'd mentioned Rhea Ripley, the tallest 5'8" woman to ever exist.
Is she actually 5'8"?
So she was listed as 5'7", and I asked her that in an interview. I was like, what's your shoot height? And she was like, well, I think when I came over here when I was like 20, I was 5'7", and I've grown a little bit, and I'm like 5'8 and a half now.
Wow, so, it must be nice to just like get in and chat.
Listen,
nowhere.
I'm just telling you. You still got time.
So I just got to get some lifts in my boots to make it exactly. a little bit more realistic.
Exactly. Right? Or what you could do then, you could just wear as flat as you can to help accentuate the height difference.
Honestly, that's one of the things I hate about being 5'2", is as a power wrestler, I feel like taller wrestlers are always looked upon as like, you know, the mold, right?
But it works for you.
Yes,
though.
Lower center of gravity definitely helps a lot.
You can get your hips underneath people, yes, dump them on their head. Like, that stuff is very helpful. And also, from an aesthetic thing, seeing a jacked 5'2" person, it's the Taz effect, right?
Like, yeah, that's true.
Did you ever hear how Vince McMahon explained Taz on Rise and Fall of ECW?
No, tell me.
He called him ECW's sawed-off monster. And I was like, that's a badass gimmick. That is an awesome gimmick.
That is awesome.
Like, you look at them, you're like, they're little, but I can't do anything to them. Like, there's nothing.
We can duck punches easier.
There you go. Are there things that you find that you can do much easier being shorter than most people can in the ring?
So something I actually just realized today that Josh pointed out was I can pick up someone for, like, a bigger person for a fireman's carry. Much easier, which I didn't even think about before you said that today. Like, I can just, like, get under them and pick them up with relative ease. So, yeah, I picked up some guy who was, like, 250 pounds at a radio show today.
Really?
And it felt so light. And then he said, oh, it's because you're, you know, 5'2". And I was like, no, I never thought about that before, but probably.
I'm admittedly asking this so I can just chop up the clip and get cheap views on YouTube.
That's literally all you do.
That's all I gotta do. Yeah. You ever gonna do arm wrestling? It's big again.
Arm wrestling? Okay, so yeah, I would do arm wrestling, but I've also been seeing they've been doing this like competitions for, you know, the watermelon squeezing.
Yeah.
Like,
between the arms, yes. It's
no, not between the arms, in between the legs.
Oh, the no.
I know.
Listen, the Twitter reaction to this,
is a woman, I know the woman who holds the world record for like squeezing the like most amount of watermelons between her thighs in 5 seconds.
5 seconds?
Yeah.
5 seconds? My God.
So maybe I'll beat a record one.
Have you ever seen X-Arm? It's that thing they tried. It was like an MMA arm wrestling hybrid. They tried like 15 years ago. It was so terrible. They tape their arms together and they can punch each other, kick each other, like do flying arm bars. It's horrible. It's horrible. It didn't last at all.
Dude, there's so many cool sports that I want to try. I really want to try that pillow fight league.
Yes!
I hear that. Sounds so cool. I don't know. I feel like I would suck at slap boxing, but also I just want to try it just to say I could do it.
Listen, if you all, if Impact promoted like a pillow fight show, it would do
I have
it
talked
would
to Scott
views.
About this. I've talked to Scott about doing like a conjunction with Impact Wrestling.
That'd be great. Yeah. Like, that type of stuff would do views, I think.
Yes, I think so too.
What do you want the headline of this interview to be?
Oh my God.
Besides, Jordan Grace wants to crush watermelons with her legs.
Can that just be it?
I mean, I say why not, but...
I feel like that's a good one.
I encourage everybody...
My media guy's looking at me like, don't. Can this say just say, don't cancel Jordan Grace?
Don't cancel Jordan Grace. That's it. We did it. Don't cancel Jordan Grace and hit up Impact Wrestling, Louisville, Kentucky. This weekend, Jordan Grace, I want to thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Until next time, we're out.
Cheers.
Hey guys, I hope you all enjoyed this interview, but let me tell you how you can enjoy your online experience even more with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click on all your devices. We'll get that right out of the way. Phone, laptop, desktop, PC, your router, your TV, everything. It's so helpful when you're traveling. You can change your virtual location. Maybe you're abroad, you want to watch all the shows that you're used to, or maybe you want to watch shows a little bit earlier. Maybe you want to buy pay-per-views at a reduced rate thanks to some services overseas. Maybe you want to check out what's on the menu of those other services overseas. But it's not just that. You get that threat protection. Block online trackers, block malware, block annoying pop-up ads with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and you get a great deal. Not only do you get a great deal, up to 70% off, you get a month free and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I use it every day. You're going to love it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.